views and opinions of the hosts and guests are not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh new talk all day. It is Friday, the 24th of January, 2025, and you are on the clock with Aaron Green. Now, Friday is a sports Friday. Today, I want to touch on a little sports. I'm waiting for Mr. Eric Sawyer III to call in, so we could walk our way to the championship rounds, NFC championship, AFC championship in the NFL. I got a couple of little sports headlines. I want to wait and see if Mr. Sawyer is going to call so we could do them all one. Football in the news. Timothy Munning sets Masters world record. Johnson signs with Athletics, and that's an MLB team. Dave Neely, 17, signs with Texas Rangers. Scott joins list of Carifta qualifiers. Bahamas set for must-win game against Cuba. That's the senior men's national basketball team. And Running in Love 3 is on its way. And we got some NFL and NBA stats. I'm going to give Mr. Sawyer a moment. One of the hottest waking men in the country. And he didn't bring me no cake yet, so I am looking forward to hearing from him today, but there's lots to talk about in the news. And I want to get started because, I mean, there's Friday's paper, Tribune and Guardian, and so many stories in the Guardian. We got to talk about it. We have to talk about it. So here are the headlines on the front page of today's Nassau Guardian. Is Marillion, CCA is stonewalling. No pun intended. Another headline, government hopeful that agreements with doctors can be signed by February. I don't like that. A headline alone. See, when you assess this headline with other headlines that we've seen over the last couple of days, hopeful that agreements with doctors can be signed by February. I thought y'all came to an agreement. So what would be the delay? Is it a clerical delay? Are you suggesting that you can't power up the beige computer sufficiently? You know, to speed up the work? Or do you have key issues that you, the government, are sticking to and are hoping to be able to continue to negotiate? Government conducting survey on whether workers want bi-weekly payments. Men charged with vehicular manslaughter. Two men were on Thursday charged in connection with several fatal collisions that took place in 2024. Joel Gilbert and David Herrera appeared before Assistant Chief Magistrate Caroline Voigt Evans on charges of vehicular manslaughter. Gilbert is accused of knocking down Robin Roll Benicourt on June 12th as she crossed Miami Street. Meanwhile, Herrera is accused of causing the death of his passenger, Hansel Strawn Jr., when he collided with another vehicle. The incident happened around 4:30 a.m. on August 31st. Both men were not required to enter pleas to the charges when they made their initial court appearance. Bail was set at $10,000 each on the condition that they surrender their travel documents and sign in weekly at a police station. The men are scheduled to return to court on April 14 to receive a voluntary bill of indictment that will send their case to the Supreme Court for trial. Philip Lundy represented Gilbert, and Christina Galanis appeared for Herrera. Inspector Santiano Coakley was the prosecutor. I was hoping that there would have been follow-up on the vehicular death, the vehicular collision that resulted in the unfortunate death of a motorcycle operator on September 9th. The public, a definitive statement as to the status of the investigation. See, justice must not just be done, it must be seen to be done. No pun intended, eh? No pun intended. I mean to say it just like that. For the people who know what that means. Justice must not just be done, it must be seen to be done. And we still await a definitive, official, formal statement as to the status of the investigation into the unfortunate vehicular collision that resulted in the death of a motorcycle operator. I think the young man was a minor, possibly. It's also possible that he was not authorized to operate said motorcycle. That's also possible. That does not negate the most fundamental principle that justice must not just be done, it must be seen to be done. All right, like I said, the papers are chocked full. Another headline in the Nassau Guardian: accused triple murderer, went for months. A man accused of a triple murder remained unmonitored for months due to an oversight by prison officials. Eltario Monroe was supposed to have his movements tracked while on bail for the October 29, 2021 murders of Kenneth Ulin, Gromyko Simonet, and Justin Cash, who were gunned down outside a house on Prison Lane. Monroe was initially tagged with an ankle monitor when he was released on bail for the murders. But he was thrown back in prison for 8 months in November 2023 after he pleaded guilty to violating his bail conditions by failing to check in with police consistently. Monroe was released from prison in April 2024, but officials didn't put an ankle monitor on him before he was released. The error came to light last week when Monroe appeared in the Supreme Court to have his bail conditions modified. Monroe sought an address change and a curfew extension. When asked about his ankle bracelet, Monroe admitted that officials released him without putting one on. The court approved the bail variation but ordered Monroe detained until officials put on an ankle monitor. I just want to know, is there not a space here where in an instance like this, the question can be asked whether this individual is still entitled to bail? Yeah, that is an interesting story. A text says, after the U.S. indictment, we would not be wrong to question if this was an oversight, in parentheses. I tell you what, it feels like without even attempting to answer the question of whether this was an oversight, we can say with certainty that surely we have an administrative crisis existing across agencies and ministries. Maybe we could say that, eh? Like I say, the papers are filled with stories. If you turn to page 5 of today's Guardian, PLP rivalry on display, a column by Brent Dean. His column entitled My View. And of course, today's column, PLP rivalry on display. Very interesting. Oh, and then there's a beautiful spread of the 2025 Chinese Lunar New Year's reception and celebration. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Oh man, it seems as if there were even performances from local martial artisan schools. The Baisung Institute of the Four Winds stylists perform a martial arts demonstration. That must have been a wonderful affair. Oh, the stories. Okay, turn into the business section. I think I'm just shocked when I say that. What I mean is not that we shouldn't read the paper back to back every day, but every story is an important story. Glover Rolls, survey sent out to salary switch. Stakeholders are being engaged. We have to understand what we're building and what we're serving. What strikes me is I would have thought that the surveys were out long time. You telling me that y'all didn't necessarily ask the civil servants? You did not survey? You did not make an assessment of their spending patterns, their bill paying patterns? You didn't speak to them about their future plans, their immediate future plans? Those civil servants who are also parents, you won't talk to them about their potential, you know, their plans for university for the kids and college, education and academic plans? I don't know. CIBC, some business accounts can be opened in a matter of minutes. That seems great. I saw a flyer yesterday, though, one of our local establishments. Producer, let's go to the phone line. One of our local establishments had to announce to its patrons that a number of credit cards were inaccessible at that moment, and I'm not sure why. It was a very small flyer. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Caller, it's 3 seconds. Call back. I want to get to a story in today's Tribune. Mitchell, white trying to smear foreign service. I don't know if y'all remember yesterday, we read from an article where Adrian White, MP for St. Anne's, congratulated Donald J. Trump on, you know, the inauguration. A more being winning the election, and expressed what, I guess in the editorial, expressed support for Trump, indicated that he was wearing a Trump tie. In today's paper, Mitchell, white trying to smear foreign service. Minister of Foreign Affairs Fred Mitchell last night said St. Anne's MP Adrian White was trying to smear the foreign service when he claimed the government had bought at least 3 luxury BMW vehicles for its embassy in Washington, D.C. Mr. Mitchell, speaking at the Chinese New Year celebration at Margaritaville last night, said, quote, I expect when Parliament meets on Wednesday, producer, let's go to the phone line. I expect when Parliament meets on Wednesday to have a full set of answers on that. The member of Parliament for St. Anne's made a considerable number of material misstatements. He was trying to smear the Foreign Service, and we will answer him thoroughly when Parliament... Because you say you expect when Parliament meets again to have a full set of answers on that. So you're not even sure if you're going to have the answers by then, right? So how do you know what is false and what isn't false? Good morning, caller.
Sorry about that. Sorry about the last call just now.
Oh,
that business call, same time, right? Hang on.
Oh, I understand.
And then get back to you.
I understand.
Morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. To my listening audience, this is Mr. Eric Sawyer III. We're going to put the headlines down for a moment. We're going to transition to local sports and some global sports. Mr. Sawyer, I am sad. I am hurt.
Why would you be sad considering King James and the Los Angeles Lakers beat up all over the Boston Celtics last night? Why would you be so sad on a morning like this?
Man, listen, when I saw that the Lakers were in fifth place, in fifth, you know, position in the Western Conference, I was like, what is happening over
there?
But
they beat the Celtics by more than 20 last night.
Woo! And I saw an interesting little snippet, I guess, you know, the pundits are on it in preparation for that game, a comparison of the Lakers and the Celtics. And I guess it was from a Laker franchise because they were saying that the last championship Celtics team, that all of those players were supposed to be Lakers anyway.
Yeah, the majority of them were supposed to be drafted by the Lakers, starting with Jason Tatum. Yeah, that's true.
Now, let me ask you a question. Is that a big mistake by the Lakers or just a strategic decision indicating that they're moving in a totally different direction in terms of composing their team?
That's a scouting mistake. That have anything to do with the Lakers organization. That don't have anything to do with their mindset moving forward. Because LeBron, when JT was supposed to be drafted.
Okay.
So that's just pure scouting mistakes. They decided they can go down the route of Brandon Ingram and them.
Okay.
You know, and they went down that road but of course he had, you know, better numbers in college. Nobody knew that Jayson Tatum was gonna blossom into what he is now. He was okay.
Mm-hmm.
He was okay at Duke. You know, he was a star. He wasn't a superstar at Duke. He was just a star. And so Brandon Ingram was the better choice. Like this have everything to do with just their college careers.
I got you. Okay. I am unfamiliar with the court every time I look at a game. And then I realize that the faces I know are all old heads, right? So two things. Did LeBron, seeing Tatum blossom, understand that Bronny, who you could see has talent, would not be able to unwrap or grow that talent unless he's on an NBA court, right? Looking at Tatum and the faith that someone had in Tatum that this boy has it in. The second question is, what for Buddy? What for Buddy? Buddy runs like a young man, but thinks like an old man, right? In terms of discipline, spatial awareness, right? Critical thinking. He thinks like an old man, runs like a young man. What for Buddy in this new wave of NBA?
But he just got to stick to what he's doing right now. Steph Curry most definitely has all kind of faith in him. The other night, I forget who they play. They played the Kings the other night, and there was 5 seconds left in the first half. Steph Curry dribbled the ball up, fake, pass the ball to Buddy. Buddy fake, take the 3-point shot at the buzzer. Boom, nothing but the bottom of the net. You know, Steph normally don't pass that ball with 5 seconds left in the game.
Yeah.
5 seconds left in any quarter, he can take the shot. But he passed to Buddy because he have ultimate faith in Buddy. Mm-hmm. You know.
So what's Draymond's problem? Draymond don't like that?
Draymond ain't got no more problem. No, like I said already, Draymond understands that Buddy is a baby man.
Okay, good.
And we'll knuckle you up real quick. Like, when you're in this game, man. Like, well, I hear you. I don't know what you did to Jordan Poole.
I don't know what
he told you, but I here to tell you. I ain't trying to tell you that. But if you want to come with me with that,
I'll show you.
Yeah, I'll show you.
Two slam.
I'm right from the Rock.
We not promoting violence on the show. Mr.
No,
Sawyer.
No, promoting violence. No, at all.
Kai is in sixth position in the Western Conference with the Clippers. They're 25-19. Mavericks, that's our guy, Klay Thompson, in seventh position in the Western Conference, 24-21. Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah, Luka hurt.
Ah, I got you.
Luka ain't playing for a while, so they slipping in the standings.
Yeah, but the Warriors all the way down to number 11.
Yeah, I don't know what went down with the Warriors. Like I said earlier, I don't know what went down with them. But
is this about
coming back?
Is this about sports betting? Is this about parlays and sports betting and the long game?
I don't think so. Not with the way the West is set up. Like, you don't want to be too far out.
I know.
In a play-in situation.
Yeah.
Because anything can happen in a play-in game.
Yeah. So then we got our Trailblazers and DeAndre Ayton.
They had to sell up.
Yeah, number 13, but he's still performing well.
Yeah, he's doing good. But his team, see, it's only Ayton really had that experience, you know, playing in the playoffs and playing against good teams and, you know, being expected to go out there and win every night. So right now he's in a veteran position right now, and he has to show the young fellas on the team.
How the professionals, not necessarily how to play ball, but understand the skills that you have and when to apply them.
Yeah, because he was just a rookie the other day, and Chris Paul and them had to show him.
Yeah. Well, look here, the Trailblazers are 16-28, but they're not 6-37 Wizards. Woo!
No, they're not. Ooh, yeah.
And they just lost.
Wizards are a team that you play whenever you want to lose them streak.
They lost to the Clippers last night. Let's turn to NFL quickly. We are down to the championship round in the AFC.
Oh, by the way.
Yes, sir.
But I didn't answer your question about LeBron and Bronny.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, LeBron had to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Because Bronny, as talented as he is versus GD players,
mm-hmm.
you don't stand a chance to make the NBA.
Not now.
I won't say that what LeBron did was wrong, because any father would make sure he paves the way for his son in any which way that he can.
Yeah.
You know, simple things, you know, learn how to skip, learn how to change a lock, learn how to mow lawn. Like, there's little things that you want to teach your son to trailblaze him so that way he knows how to do it.
Yeah. No, man, and absolutely.
Any man with a business would love for his son to come in and take over the business. If I could usher you in, front door, back door, side window, it don't matter.
So look here.
He's in.
Is it Bryce? Is Bryce going to come in? Is the younger brother going to come in and exceed what it is Bronny's been able to do?
Oh, yeah. Bryce could play ball better than Bronny.
Bryce Jarman.
Bryce could actually get a draft pick. Whether that's first round, second round, third round, his pick is actually a team that's going to want him. Yeah.
Yeah, Bronny, keep in it, man. Bronny
in there now. He needs to keep at it so that way he can stay in the league, getting younger, faster.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's
teams
what
are playing 1-4. Ain't nobody dumping the ball in anymore on a pick and roll like that. Like, pick and roll is just pick, pop, roll to the rim, slam dunks, or pick and pop, and then you pop out for a 3-point shot. Nobody really backing down and back to the basket, 8 dribbles before you take a shot. No, nobody's playing that kind of game anymore. So,
all right,
Ronnie, you better get with it.
Before we go to the NFL, I just remembered Wemby. How our guy Wemby looking? I see these boys like trying to celebrate that they duck one.
Wemby threw an alley-oop off the rim to himself the other night.
Yeah.
Man, yeah. I mean, he is tall, but still graceful. Beautiful alley-oop. Beautiful play. Wemby doing well. He can start an all-star game next month.
Right. How old is Bronny?
Bronny what? Bronny should be 20.
Okay, there you go. See, this is what I want to say with both Bronny and Wemby, right? It's obvious that they both have talent. Wemby probably have more talent than Bronny. That's okay. But at 20, both of these guys are under the age of 25. Their brains haven't stopped developing yet, right?
Yeah, their bodies haven't even finished developing yet.
Right, and finished growing. So I say, by Bronny, just keep at it. Hard work, dedication, right? You may be exceeded by your peers, but that's not what matters at this moment. What matters is that you put in 1,000%. Every day.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. People will see that. Same thing to Wemby.
Kobe was playing ball. Kobe was growing while he was playing ball.
Yeah.
Many people remember he had all kind of knee pains as his legs were lightning.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. I was sad because the Lions got routed by the Commanders. I did not expect that, sir.
I can tell you right now.
Yeah.
If the Commanders really want to, if they put their head down and do what they're supposed to do, they can win the Super Bowl, you know. And I can tell you why.
Yeah.
They don't give you back the ball. From they take the ball, they go for it on fourth down. It could be 3rd and 7 from their own 23. They go in, 4th and 7 from their own 23-yard line, they go in for it.
They committed to scoring.
4th and 2 from your 4-yard line. Instead of they kick the field goal, they go in for it.
All right.
They don't give up the ball until they decide they can take the field goal.
Mm-hmm.
They don't give back the ball.
I got you.
And that's the problem. They in your head. They go for it on 4th down more than any team in the NFL, and they make it 3/4 at a time.
Yep.
So you know that it's 3 out of 4 times they go for it, they make it. Like, so your defense will never get off the field. So it's a mental thing that we can't stop these fellas. 1st down, 2nd down, 3rd or 4th down.
Can the Eagles
just can't stop them?
Can the Eagles stop the Commanders, and can the Bills stop the Chiefs?
The Eagles can't stop the Commanders, but you got to score, bro. You ain't going to beat them no 24-20 game. No. No, because the Commanders can score. They can score at least 14 points a quarter. Let's say they score 10 points a quarter.
Yeah.
That's 40 points. You got to score 41, bro, to beat these fellas. These fellas coming.
All right, and the Bills and the Chiefs?
They don't give them the ball.
See, because I said, what can the Bills beat the Chiefs? But I think a lot of people are asking is, do the Chiefs see what's coming and can they stop the Bills on this run?
I really, really hope. I hope in my heart of hearts that the Chiefs get beat. Like, I'm tired of their scheme plans, their cheating, their this, their that. I'm tired of the refs looking the other way when the offensive line is clearly holding. We're going back to the Super Bowl where they had my neck bows ahead, spin around the next way. No call yet. We're still waiting on Nolan Gore right now.
So look here. To what extent will the Taylor Swift effect boost the Chiefs into the Super Bowl? I already seen the conversations about the refs, the new Chiefs uniform, the people saying that the refs were cheating for the Chiefs. I think it's a part of the Taylor Swift phenomenon. But here's the problem. The court of public opinion. See, with the Taylor Swift phenomenon, the whole bunch of people pulling for the Chiefs who don't know nothing about football. They don't know nothing about the rules. All they know is y'all being unfair to the Chiefs.
Yeah. And it really sucks because she boosting sales, she boosting jersey sales, she boosting viewership.
Who's
a positive impact on the NFL. Like, because all kind of women worldwide say that they pull in for the team that Taylor Swift was pulled for. That's it.
Who refs the refs?
Huh?
Who refs the refs?
Oh, the commissioner. Because he's loving the fact that, you know, he have a new Tom Brady. Because, you know, I mean, you know, the commissioner and Brady wasn't the best of friends.
Yeah.
He had to suspend Brady that year. You know, he ain't the best of friends of Brady, you know, for all the Spygate, Deflategate, and, you know, Golden Gate. And,
but that's how you get a win, eh?
Every other gate the Patriots was about. Because, I mean, I get the Patriots this. When they get to the Super Bowl, they don't cheat to get their boy.
So look here.
I'm glad their time is up.
Your Super Bowl pick.
Ain't coming back because Mike Vrabel ain't the answer. So.
Who's your Super Bowl pick?
Commanders and Bills.
All right. Wow.
Commanders and Bills.
Yeah, I don't know if the Eagles could take it. Also, just like the Lions, right?
Jalen Hurts is hurt, you know.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts he had his knee twisted last game. Definitely.
Yeah.
And that's the knee that you have to throw through with when you throw in the ball. And he definitely can't run, so now it's all on Saquon Barkley. And, of course, Barkley's had a great year. He's doing very well. Rushed for 2,000 yards, almost breaking the great Eric Dickerson's record for rush yards in a season. But ultimately, the Commanders don't give you the ball back.
Yeah.
And if you can't stop them, if you can't get them to punt the ball back to you, how are you going to stop them? First quarter, it worked, blah, blah, blah. They may kick a field goal. But after a while, when your defense on the field for a 7-minute drive, 8-minute drive, you have two of them a quarter. My God, you're tired. You know what? Score.
Let's go through some local news. Here's the headline. The Bahamas well represented at Flag Football World Championships. This was in Wednesday. The Bahamas youth flag put a strong statement at the USA Flag Football World Championships, which wrapped up on Monday in Florida. The international event hosted over 1,300 teams, Sawyer. And the Bahamas Youth Football Flag Football League sent 4 squads. 8 and under, 10 and under, 14 and under, and 16 and under. So, these guys did pretty well, sir. The 8 and under team ranked 15th out of 30 teams. The under 16 boys division, they won decisively against the BNA Elite Toth with a score of 28-0. And our 16 and under division only lost in the championship game against Mexico. The 14 and under team advanced to the quarterfinals. And there were no results for the 10 and under teams. Rankings were not specified at the time this went to press. I like this story because, remember, the Bahamas has been selected as one of the international countries that could host a flag football, an official NFL youth flag football team? Or is it adult? Anyway, we in with the NFL in flag football.
And right. It's supposed to be youth, not adult.
Right, youth team, and these young people are showing their worth, man. This is awesome.
Oh, wow. News just came to my phone.
Yeah.
Pete Carroll and the Las Vegas Raiders have reached a deal, a 3-year deal.
Okay.
For an option for a 4th. Pete Carroll is a former coach of the Seattle Seahawks.
Okay.
Now he's back in the NFL now. Let's go to the Raiders. Wow.
Raiders must be happy. You think they're happy?
I think they are happy. They're getting a Super Bowl experience.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows how to fire up his players? Now, the only thing that the Raiders need now is a quarterback.
So what about Dak Prescott? In Dallas getting ready to kick him out of Texas?
If Deion Sanders agrees to come to be the coach of the Cowboys, Dak Prescott gone, because then the Cowboys can trade Prescott to the Titans to get the number one pick, so he could draft his son as the number one pick.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the video of the Texan in, it seemed like a state hearing, Senate hearing or something, about this guy came to the public session, ended up crying. Here's what he said. He said, y'all need to change the name of the Dallas Cowboys. Because my daughter goes to a school and their football team is also the Cowboys. And they get bullied relentlessly because their name is the Cowboys. And I didn't know if it was, I don't know if it's satire or not. This guy got up and said, look here, my daughter's transgender. She already have enough to deal with in life. And now y'all want her football team to carry the name Cowboys? Like the losing Dallas Cowboys? It was the most hilarious thing I've seen, Mr. Sawyer. But it suggests that people in Texas want Dak Prescott out.
Well, I mean, Dak has done the best that he can for as long as he can. And he doesn't have the it factor to definitely beat my Niners. He can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
He has had the number one seed. He has been the wild card. He has had home field advantage. He
just can't secure it.
I don't know. What I do know is that Brock Purdy has more playoff wins than Dak Prescott and his predecessor, Tony Romo, combined. That's what I do know.
Wow. Okay, then. I understand why old boy was crying. Let's go to another local story. Timothy Munnings sets Masters world record. Bahamian Olympian Timothy Munnings continues to prove that age is nothing more than a number. The ageless wonder officially became the fastest man in the Masters 55 to 59-year-old category outdoor 400-meter event after clocking 52.04 seconds. 52.04 seconds in the men's 400-meter open at the DTSP Wolfpack Mike Sands Track Classic on Saturday at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. The 58-year-old dipped under the 22-year-old Masters 55-59 world record of 52.24 seconds. This boy shaved 2.2 seconds off the...
I don't think I could drive around the track that far. After a minute, at 58 years old, most 58-year-old men trying to decide what they can do with their pension.
You see what I say? Munnings, who won gold at the World Masters Athletics Championships last August, said it was a goal of his to break the record since his return from competition last year. The Olympic Games bronze medalist also placed first in the 200-meter event at the DTSP Wolfpack Mike Sands Track Classic. He clocked a time of 24.23 seconds, but as the lone competitor in the event. Two baseball stories. Johnson signs with the Athletics. Aiden Johnson became the latest young baseball protege out of the country to sign on the dotted line with a major league baseball organization. Now, this story was posted the 21st of January. That's Tuesday of this week. And the way that these young men are signing, he may not be the youngest at this point. We say congratulations. He caught the eye of the Oakland Athletics. He signed this week. Johnson, the number 11 ranked player on MLB's top baseball international prospects list, said he's grateful for the opportunity and looks forward to continued progression and an eventual rise through the minor league system. He signs out of the Fortuna training facility in Plant City, Florida. Johnson will turn 17 next month and said he's anticipating a quick progression through the system. He stands at 6 feet and weighs 180. And Dave Neely, 17, signs with the Texas Rangers. That was last week, Friday's Tribune story.
Yeah, that's my
17 years old, a 2025 international signing class prospect is headed to the minor leagues after signing his professional contract with the Texas Rangers. We say congratulations to him and all the young men who are getting ready to sign or who have signed with the MLB. Deore Scott joins the list of Carifta qualifiers. She qualified for the first time at the Throws Fest Series number one meet at Jamaica College in Jamaica. In the javelin event, she came second to Tayshia Stubbs, who is the Nassau Guardians Junior Female Athlete of the Year for 2024. Tayshia already qualified twice before qualifying a third time at this event in the open women javelin category. These guys are doing so well.
Really well.
Y'all check out that article for a list of all of the blue chip athletics athletes who have already qualified for Carifta. Another quick story, Bahamas set for must-win game against Cuba. The Bahamas senior men's national basketball team will be looking to rely on the support of the home crowd as the team approaches the final window of the FIBA AmeriCup 2025 qualifiers in less than a month. The host team will play a must-win game against Cuba in Group D on Thursday. That's us. On Thursday, February 20th at the Kendall G. L. Isaacs Gymnasium. In the following game, the team will match up against the USA at 7:10 p.m. on Sunday, February 23rd. With less than a month remaining until the start of the competition, the Bahamas Basketball Federation is making the necessary preparations for Team Bahamas, according to President Eugene Horton. Unfortunately, we won't have Kai, who led the team the last time. It looks like we won't have our NBA players, and we may not have Vijay Edgecombe either.
Out.
I mean, but
I know that by donkey mother off another rim.
Listen, Vijay, don't donkey mummy off. It may seem appealing at the time. I'm looking for the headline I saw earlier this morning. I think Vijay scored 38 points. Here we go. Vijay erupts for career-high 30 points. The Bears rallied from a double-digit second half deficit. Damian Valdez, Vijay Edgecombe, and the Baylor University Bears secured a hard-fought 70-62 victory over the Kansas State University Wildcats on Wednesday, led by an outstanding. The Bears rolled to victory. Good stuff, good stuff. So the article does indicate, though, that I was reading from, that we are hoping to rely on some of our European players and some of our other international players to beef up the team. Ticket sales began on Tuesday, so you could purchase tickets online. You go to LINKTR, that's LINKTR.EE/PR.BBF. That's LINKTR.EE/PR.BBF. And you could find that link in the article Thursday's Tribune. That's yesterday's Tribune. Mr. Sawyer.
Hey.
I got to transition to some Adder news.
Some Adder news?
Yeah, some Adder news. You know you're going to Palmetto Point soon, right?
Well, I noticed where you got the accent down, Mark.
I got to go find Cousin Vero.
You got the accent down, Mark. You can make bread outside, yeah?
Yeah, soon. Soon, you see, he's talking about the Comfort of Romance wedding events taking place. I get practice soon.
Okay.
We talk soon. Next week.
Yeah, we shall talk. Just, I need for you guys to remember three things. LeBron James is king. He beat the Celtics last night. The Saudis still suck. Long live the Niners. Bang, bang. Niner gang. We about to get Robert Saleh back as our defensive coordinator. I don't know who Robert Saleh is, but he was with us. Y'all know we about to be the number one defense again in the league next year.
Thank you so much. This is On the Clock with Aaron Green. We're going to a short break. We will be right back. So please stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, but just a hard day at work.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave his boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become.
Boy's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
Boy, ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Croc Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and you know who you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Alpha Sounds Promotion presents Back to Love, an unforgettable evening of smooth R&B vibes and cherished memories. Join us at the Nassau Cruise Port on Saturday, February 15th for a spectacular all-white affair featuring live performances by soul sensations, Freddie Jackson.
Hey everybody, it's Freddie Jackson. I'm coming to Nassau, Bahamas, and we are looking forward to the night of love.
Also performing, Regina Bell. Also featuring Bahamas' very own Essence Band. Back to Love, Saturday, February 15th. It's a spectacular all-white affair at the Nassau Cruise Port. Get tickets online, bahamasetickets.com, Plantation Bar and Grill, Big Boys Cafe, and Tropics Bar and Grill. For more info, contact 822-6863.
And I hope to see you there. Make it like it
was. You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We'll be right back.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. I just got a text that said that the Eagles are going to destroy the Commanders. I said, boy, I almost fall off my chair. Also, I'm looking at a little flyer here posted, I guess, by Fox NFL. It says the cheapest ticket per conference championship, AFC, is $228 and NFC is $546. And I wonder, where are these seats? Are these seats in the tailgating section outside the actual formal stadium? Because I saw a flyer earlier in the month that was taken from approximate, like almost in the nosebleed, slightly below the nosebleed. And those people were saying that ticket costs like up to $10,000. All right, let's get back to the news. Here's a headline. Put natural resources regime reforms, quote, in black and white, close quote. Scientists, DPP doing what can under system restrictions. That's Department of Planning, Environmental Planning and Protection. Bahamians struggle to get research permits in own country and up to $7 million fines deterring contracts with the government. The Bahamas must set out, quote, in black and white, close quotes, the regulatory regime that scientists are expected to comply with if it is to break the bureaucratic bottleneck undermining natural resources research. Dr. Nick Higgs, head of research and innovation at Cape Eleuthera Institute, the island school, who was one of five scientists to write a on the urgent need for reform, said the Department of Environmental Planning and Protection has been doing its best to speed up permit vetting and processing despite the legal and regulatory constraints of the system it has to work in. A question across agencies and industries and sectors, can state agencies move at the pace of their own policies or the pace required for the successful implementation of their own policies? Again, a headline. Two headlines. One I'm going to pick up next week because it requires a whole show. Local government elections see delays and ballot errors. Local government elections see delays and ballot errors. There's a gross discrimination taking place here. And New Providence requires local government. We deserve local government. And I think maybe we need to approach it from the discriminatory perspective, right? That's what I'm thinking. Also, another important headline, I want to say congratulations to Candy Gibson and the staff and volunteers of FOAM, Family of All Murder Victims. FOAM breaks ground on new housing and shelter project. Families of All Murder Victims, led by its president, Candy Gibson, held a groundbreaking ceremony yesterday for a new housing and shelter project on Carmichael Road West, just past Bacardi Road. The initiative aims to provide housing, shelter, and resources for families in need, including victims of violence and hardship. And then I'm going to need somebody to spoke with a fund, right? Like we're gonna create a interest bearing or a revenue generating mechanism so FOAM could include a program in its programming where FOAM identifies underemployed or unemployed people in the community, primarily women, for the purpose of the project, right? Ensure that they can get training, proper child care and child care facilitation training, so that FOAM can offer a service from its housing, right, from its project, from its space, where people in the community can have temporary employment or even part-time employment or maybe full-scale employment by providing caretaking services for children, infants, preschool kids, and maybe we could even expand it to the elderly, right? We offer this service. We offer employment to create a space of economic agency for community members. Tech says, good morning. Did you see the numbers and lack of interest in local government votes yesterday? Tech, I want to get into it. I'm going to get into it on because I will argue that people take the elections as seriously as the government takes the elections. You notice, I saw barely anything. I got the release eight folds of names in the paper. No real public discussion, right? About local government elections. And I'm going to tell you why. Because local government is not politically expedient to central government. No matter how hard they try, when they open their mouths, they expect words to come out. The words will not come out because inherently, right? Like at an internal space, they are diametrically opposed in the minds of central government. That's why I congratulate Candy Gibson and the staff and volunteers for FOAM. Because Gibson had a vision of how her life could be and how the lives of her fellow community members could be if they could create it. And that's what she doing. That's all we need to do with local government. All right. Thank you, Texas. We're going to pick that up on Monday. Here's a text I wanted to read before the end of the show. Hi, Aaron. What do you think about the gay pride flag being removed from overseas embassies, including the Bahamas? And don't worry about it. Dear Texter, hi. What do you think about Elon Musk clearly giving the Heil Hitler on the inauguration stage the other day? About that, I got 45 seconds for you to text back and tell me. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. You're worried about gay flags flying at embassies. This boy got on the inauguration stage for POTUS, for the inauguration of the 47th president of the United States of America, and did the Heil Hitler twice. At least twice. And it will allow people to cover him with the term autism. See, here's the thing about autism. People on the spectrum are fully functioning human beings. They could be disgusting too, you know. They could have attitude too. That doesn't mean you marginalize them, right? I mean, except if you're going to get up on stage and do the Heil Hitler. Let's go to the phone line dead quick. Good morning, caller. You got 30 seconds.
Yeah, this call to let you know, Roman, that particular thing about Elon Musk has been debunked all over media. Even mainstream media, CNN, I had to pull back on that. That ain't no truth.
What never happened?
But him giving the Hitler.
You telling me the picture with him with his hand in the air didn't happen?
Did
Musk raise his hand on the inauguration stage like that?
But it didn't have anything to do with the Nazi thing, because the left, they showed several congressmen and senators doing the same thing, and they had to mainstream media who promote that had to withdraw.
And did he put his hand up in the air like that, Duncombe?
Hold on, Duncombe.
The image is correct. I just want to make sure that I am not mistaken. The pictures that we were shown with Musk hand in the air, that's correct, right?
They said a picture paints a thousand things. So your picture might be different from mine. And the majority of the person who...
Man, Duncombe, you're talking foolishness now, because in international media, I ask you a simple question. Are you telling me, Duncombe, you ain't answering the question? You ain't answering the question. You're being emotive. Did you call me today to tell me that I was incorrect, that the picture that we saw is not real?
The picture is real.
Okay, pause right there. And now you're telling me that what he did is not a Hitler salute? That's not the Heil Hitler? What is it then? Tell me what it is.
No. It was just a salute in his exuberation
Duncombe.
Okay.
I misinterpreted the wrong button.
You know better.
Okay, thank you.
You know better. All right.
Thank you. The universe refused to let me hang up on you just now. I want you to know, Duncombe, I love you.
Yeah, man, Aaron, but then we got a dialogue.
We're going to debunk this. Listen, it is 2025, and I watch Elon Musk do the Heil Hitler. I have watched so many movies in my life. I done watch all the movies that ever came on satellite, except for the rude ones. I done watch thousands of movies in my life, and I telling you, you can't tell me that's just a regular salute. You can't tell me that's just a regular how we as hail people. Dear Bahamas, dear international community, if you don't know what a Heil Hitler look like, something is very, very wrong. Something is very wrong. I'm not saying you got to agree with gay people. Call, I can't take your call. I'm waiting for the producer to hit the button right now. I can't tell you that your opinion, your feelings about gay people, the flag, the embassy is wrong. I ain't going to tell you that. This, while you worrying about gay flags, this boy, Highland Hitler, buddy, let us all be careful. Be mindful. See, we in charge right now. We are preparing for the future, and we must ensure that tyranny does not survive. Because what they did to the Jews is what they did to the Africans before. And they couldn't have done it to the Jews if we didn't forget what they did to the Africans. And now you all want to forget what they did to the Jews. They're going to do it all over again if we don't stand up. This boy, I thought he was coming on the stage, talk about teach me how to Dougie. This boy come on stage about teach me how to Heil Hitler. You guys, the thoughts and opinions expressed by the hosts of this show belong to the host of this show only. You guys have a wonderful weekend and stay tuned because Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.